Number two, to give particular attention to living in this fast-paced, complex world makes it very easy for partners to take their spouses for granted. But we need to show our mates respect by paying attention to them as valued individuals facing continual pressures. Although unintentional, taking anyone for granted significantly diminishes the respect in a couple's relationship and can even lead to indifference. One way to counteract these habits is to reflect on how your life would be different without your companion as a breadwinner, a lover, a friend, your partner in parenting, one who helps prepare the meals or fixes things around the house, and so on. As your partner in marriage, the person plays many roles, and his or her efforts to do so deserve both your appreciation and respect. Another element of respect is that which is earned. We respect people for many different reasons, all of which are either internally or externally driven. Here's the problem. In our success-oriented culture, we tend to feel that those who deserve our respect have earned it because of external factors, what they have achieved or acquired, their wealth, occupation, car, clothes, house, and so on. But this societal tendency can create problems in marriage. If the respect we show our mate is based primarily upon these external factors, then our respect will fluctuate with the inevitable changes in external circumstances. Such changes may have very little to do with who our husband or wife really is. Ask yourself, is my husband more worthy of respect because of the expensive car he just acquired, or less worthy because he's going bald or got laid off in a company downsizing? Do I respect my wife more because of her raise or less because she lost a breast in a mastectomy? These changes that occur in life are why we should base our respect for our spouses upon internal factors, such as the values and principles they practice in their daily lives and the way they treat others. The consistency with which our spouses conduct their personal lives, in spite of continuous external changes, is a better indicator of the respect we should give them than the changes themselves. In reality, each person is multifaceted. We will all feel better about ourselves if at least our spouse recognizes and respects our efforts to develop as a balanced person. So in addition to paying attention to our mate's temporal growth, which is externally based, marriage partners should also focus on their companion's emotional, social, and spiritual growth, which tend to be related to internal factors and reflect more of who they really are. Therefore, spouses show wisdom when they base their respect for each other on internal factors, such as how they handle adversity or the compassion they show others. Husbands and wives do well to respect each other more for their integrity than for their income, more for their goodness than for their good looks. It is important to take a closer look at why you respect your spouse. This is an important question to ask, especially if you are feeling a lack of respect for your sweetheart. Why? A middle-aged friend's husband recently lost his executive-level job. His ego and self-esteem suffered as he tried to redefine who he was. He had always viewed himself as a successful businessman who supported his family very well. He was now unemployed, could not find a job, and began to lose self-respect. His wife lost what she defined as respect for him because he could no longer support the family. Both had defined respect based on external factors. Yet he was the same person with the same beliefs, values, and qualities. Yes, they had suffered a loss, but what had been lost was some measure of economic stability, not the essence of who he was. Would you consider losing respect for your neighbor because he lost his job due to a company downsizing? Typically, we are more understanding and respectful toward others than we are toward our own companions. In counseling with a couple, it was clear that the wife was struggling with what she identified as a loss of respect for her husband because he was very poor at managing their family finances. She was continually frustrated as bills weren't paid and their money was sometimes spent unwisely. My counsel to her was, instead of allowing your feelings of disrespect toward your husband to grow and fester, why not consider a different approach? By discussing this matter together, perhaps you can both simply acknowledge that financial management is not one of his strengths. Therefore, why not decide to let you be the money manager of the family? This way, you can begin to focus your perceptions and feelings on his areas of strength.